read it to them and tell them, I am expecting you. I'm going to come with you to church on Sunday. Give them a call on Saturday night and pick them up. The Lord bless you as you do so. As we go out on assignment, we shall not lose our reward. Again, place your right hand on your forehead. Leave the other hand up. All the first timers and newcomers, please step forward and let's receive you. You came in late for this service tonight. Wait for the second service starting immediately. Be released in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. Just 1 minute. Please drop your hand. The usher is just seeing me and as if he has the handbills and he has not shared the handbills. If there are ushers with the handbills, please distribute them. The Sunday blessing service, this is not for you because I know you will be there. Do you need a handbill to come? So this is for somebody you are to bring. So please ensure that you give it to the person that is meant to come. God bless you as you do so in Jesus' name. Again, your hand on your right hand on your forehead. Go forth and return back with your testimony. The Lord bless you and keep you. Cause his face to shine upon you in Jesus' precious name. Breaking forth on every side. Breaking forth on every side. I'm breaking forth on every side. I'm breaking forth on every side. No power of evil. I am breaking forth on every side. Want to go? I'm breaking forth on every side. I'm breaking forth on all and every side. Greet 5 people on your from the beginning. I'm breaking forth on every side. I'm breaking forth on every side. No power on earth can hold me back. I'm breaking forth on every side.
Take it again.
I'm breaking forth on every side. I'm breaking forth on every side. No power on earth can hold me back. I'm breaking forth on every side. Breaking forth on every side. I'm breaking forth on all and every side. No matter how can hold me back. I'm breaking forth on every side.
Sing it again.
I'm breaking forth on every side. I'm breaking forth on all and every side. No matter how can hold me back. I'm breaking forth on every side.
Sing it 2 more times.
I'm breaking forth on every side. I'm breaking forth on all and every side. No power of hell can hold me back. I am breaking forth on every side.
Sing it 1 more time.
I am breaking forth on every side. I'm breaking forth on all and every side. No power of hell can hold me back. I am breaking forth on every side.
Please let the exit be cleared. Usher's crowd control. We need those coming in for the second service to come in fast.
Again, I am breaking forth on every side. I'm breaking forth on all and every side. No power of hell can hold me back. I am breaking forth on every side.
Welcome you to the service tonight. God bless you. Thanks for coming to our church for the first time. The Lord bless you and the Lord change your story in Jesus' name. Counselors, please go with them and get them established.
Sing it again. I am breaking on every side. I'm breaking but on all and every side. No matter how can hold me. I'm breaking forth on all and every side. No matter what can hold me back. I am breaking forth on every side.
For the final time.
I'm breaking forth on every side. I'm breaking forth on all and every side. No matter what can hold me back. I am breaking forth on every side. I'm breaking forth on every side. I'm breaking.
somebody that is set for an encounter in this second service, can you give the Lord a shout? Lift up your voice and appreciate God for the mighty presence of God in the first service. Return glory unto Him. Magnify His holy name in the name of Jesus Christ. In the book of Luke chapter 4 and verse 14, it says, and Jesus turned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and they went forth the fame of Him through all the region. We are going to lift up our voice tonight and say, Father, we ask for your mighty presence tonight, O Lord. As we come for the second service, Lord, let your presence be mighty. Let your presence be palpable. Oh, Lord, tonight we encounter you. On this mountain, oh God, let your spirit move. Let your power move, Lord. Tonight is my night of encounter. Tonight is the night of glory. Lord, we ask for your mighty presence, oh Lord. Show forth yourself tonight, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. If you know that your prayer and answer, give the Lord a shout. A minister is waiting for you to take your testimony and you come forward to share with the larger house. Jesus, joy, put your hands together for the Lord.
Hallelujah. Somebody celebrate Jesus. Give Him praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to the Lord in the highest. Hallelujah. All the glory be to the Lord in the highest.
Hallelujah.
Hey, everybody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shout and praise Him.
Hallelujah.
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 Shout hallelujah.
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 Jehovah reigns.
Jehovah reigns.
Jehovah
reigns. Jehovah reigns. Hey, Papa, you are lifted up.
Above
all the gods. You are lifted up.
Above all the gods.
Daddy, you are lifted up.
Above all the gods.
Lifted up. You are lifted up.
Above all the gods.
Hey. Papa, you are lifted up.
Above all the gods.
They say you are lifted up.
Above all the gods.
Hey, somebody lift Jesus. Lift Jesus. Lift Him, lift Him, lift Him. 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 Lift Him, lift Him. Alua baye o. Celebrate, 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 celebrate. Lift Him up, lift Jesus, lift Him higher. Hey, Kabi, you see you.
Come
on, say you shake.
Papa, shake.
Kabi, you see you.
Come on,
Papa, you shake.
Papa, shake.
Kabi, you see you.
Come
on, Papa, you
shake.
Papa is
Papa
is
somebody
give a Lord a dance. Oh yeah, that's here, 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 that's here,
that's here, that's here, that's here, that's here, that's here, that's here, that's here, that's here, that's here, that's here, that's here, that's here, that's here, that's here, that's
Hey, hallelujah. Please take your seats in God's presence. It is testimony time, and let Brother Chuks Ugochukwu, Elizabeth Idowu, and Brother Caesar come forward for their testimonies. Give the Lord a praise as Chuks Ugochukwu, Elizabeth Idowu, and Brother Caesar come forward for their testimonies. While they come, Sister Grace is thanking God for healing her mother from chronic pneumonia and delivering her elder brother from the spirit of insanity and granting her admission. Give the Lord a praise.
tell the church your name and what the Lord has done for you.
Praise the Lord. We had this contract we got with one of our clients since January. So because of the foreign exchange transfer we had in the country, you know, the difference between the official and then the laws. So the money we had to pay them was about $50,000. But we were not able to transfer that money because we wanted to assess the official rate. And we now got a letter from the client that he was going to cancel that contract. So I came here on Sunday. As the man of God was preaching, he came upon me that, what actually do I need? Do I need to transfer this money or do I need my stock release? And the company had told us that they will not give us anything on credit, that we are a Nigerian company and all that. So I got a seed and put it in an envelope. I wrote, for the release of that shipment, I mentioned the name of that shipment and I sold it. On Monday when we came, I wrote the same thing for the release of that shipment. That same Monday, I sent a mail to the vice president and explained everything to him. He said I should give him till 12 o'clock. So 12, I received a mail that shipment will be released without us paying a dime. So I want to return all the glory to God.
Give the Lord the praise. After doing that prophetic action, sowing seed on a Sunday, and then after the morning power due, he sowed another seed. And the company came under pressure. Today, he's celebrating the release of his shipment. You too will celebrate. Give the Lord a praise. Tell the church your name and what the Lord has done for you.
My name is Elizabeth Ido. I want to give this testimony to the glory of God. My daughter was in school. He could not be able to make it today because he was in school. She was in school. So, it was about 2 months ago. She called me that, Mommy, she has serious appendix. And in the midnight, they have to rush her to the hospital. So she was booked to be operated. She now said, no, Mommy, I'm connected to Dunamis. I cannot be operated. Nobody can tear my body. I said, no problem. I believe that you know the God we are serving here. So she applied the anointing oil that was blessed here. She's continued applying it and drinking it. When she got back to the hospital, we were told that the appendix had melted and the operation had been canceled. So I praise God for all this. He has been so faithful to me. Pray.
Somebody give the Lord a praise. Appendicitis melted via the liquid fire. Hallelujah. Tell the church your name and what the Lord has done for you.
Praise the Lord. My name is Caesar. And I'm a professional basketball player and a model. And I've been believing God for a visa to school abroad. And I also play basketball at the professional level. And last year I had an opportunity, but I didn't get the visa. And each time something comes up like this, I'm always having setback dreams. I dropped out of the university twice. And because each time I want to write an exam, I always see myself in my old primary school and also in my old secondary school.
Somebody shout fire!
Okay, and then I was supposed to, right now I just got another scholarship to come to the U.S. But the thing there is that I had a bad dream on Monday and I called my sister. She said, I had a bad dream about you also. And at the dream, the plane was already taking off. And all of a sudden, there was a plane crash. And we all made out through the emergency exit. And so when Pastor was praying, he made a statement, said, every plane crash and all visa and the anointing of the Lord just came upon me. And I just didn't know where I was. I just want to thank God because...
Hallelujah. Let me clarify that testimony. He said he got the visa to travel to U.S., he will be going to the embassy for a visa. But he had an encounter, a terrible encounter on Monday that he saw himself in a plane crash. Somebody say, God forbid. But he came here on Tuesday and God's servant, those of us that were here that Tuesday, there was a very heavy, very aggressive declaration against plane crash. And he's here to testify because he believed God has handled something that the enemy was planning against his life and destiny. Somebody who is trusting God for that intervention, give him a praise.
Stand. I will use him as a point of contact to pray for as many as are confronted by near success syndromes and failure at the edge of breakthrough. Get on your knees, lift up your hands. Say after me, Jesus, today I renounce every covenant of near success syndrome, failure at the edge of breakthrough. Failure at the edge of breakthrough.
At the edge of breakthrough.
Failure.
Failure
at the edge of breakthrough.
At the edge of
every ancestral curse.
Every ancestral
monitoring
curse.
My life. For stagnation, taking me back,
to
where I left many years ago.
Today, anyone
monitoring my life
monitoring
for
my
diabolical
life.
Purposes,
diabolical
your hold is broken.
Hold.
I disconnect myself.
I set myself free.
In Jesus' name. I go forth now and I break forth in Jesus' name. I use him tonight as a point of contact to anyone under the same siege that has just prayed this prayer. And I declare, lose him. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. The hold of the devil is broken from off your life in the name of Jesus. The power of God is actually coming upon people right where they are sitting. I see that man there. In the name of Jesus, break. I declare you are free. Every lady, every man, get out. Satan, your hold is broken from these people's lives in Jesus' name. Somebody give Jesus a big clap and a loud shout of praise. Before you take your seat, lift up your hands and declare, Father, our airwaves are safe. Domestic flights, international flights, we declare preservation in Jesus' name. Give Jesus a big clap of hand and a shout of praise, and then you may be seated in Jesus' name. Congratulations, basketballer. He's under the power. Usher, just help me to his seat. Hallelujah. Mighty hands of God upon his life. He's going forth, and this time around, no more stagnation. In Jesus' name. I'd like to welcome you to today's service, and I want to congratulate you because God is at work on your life in Jesus' name. Our seed of destiny tonight is titled The Danger of Unfaithfulness. And there's a story in here that depicts the need for us to be faithful. The senior pastor in the write-up says that many people today are not where they should be because when God entrusted them with just a little, they were not faithful in it. And the charge is, do not take what does not belong to you today because there's a great destiny ahead of you. I see you moving forward in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Before we do that, there are two assignments. Number one, decide to be faithful in all that you do. And number two, avoid the temptation of taking what does not belong to you. Praise the Lord. Can you lift up your hands as we pray tonight? And I want you to mean it from the depth of your heart. Say after me, O Lord, give me the grace to represent you on earth with positive character displayed in all I do. In Jesus' name, praise the Lord. Anyone excited in the house tonight? Give Jesus a shout of praise. Tell your neighbor, I will hear your testimony very soon. We'll be receiving the ministry of Dunamis Voice. They're singing one of the songs received by the senior pastor. And as they do that tonight, I believe that the presence of God will overwhelm, saturate, permeate, and infiltrate this environment in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's receive Dunamis Voice for their ministration. You are
under that feet.
The pride of morning.
You are the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. You are the root of David, the great I am that I am, the Lord sufficient
any sense. I can't pay you, Lord. I can't pay you, Lord. There's nothing I can give that makes any sense. I will be forever, Lord, but for your love.
Lift your hands and your voice.
I will be forever, Lord.
But for your love.
But for your grace.
I would have been forever.
I will be forever, Lord.
But for your love.
But for your love.
Ay, 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 ay.
Anybody like me, I can be this.
The
beat.
from the pit of hopelessness.
You put
me many times when there was none to help.
Again.
You put me many times from the pit of hopelessness.
You lift your hands high, worship, honor him, adore him. Rutalabaya gadayana, hele te seti kalagado do 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 do. Moko zolo lo 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 lo. Pasa tele tira talala. Ikalala mama na galana gadayana. Zuto lo to parata kalagido do do. Up your hands wherever you are. Ika paka laga ya gada gala. Hila papa rana gaga laga ya na gaga laga ya na gaga laga yorodo.
Elina mama ino. Ile gaga laga ya gada gaga ya gada gala yorodo.
Oko soto laga ya gaga laga ya gede gaya. Ika tua no aku alu atu asu aku atu alu. Ele te peratu ya gaga. Oko soto laga gaga laga. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master, Lord. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Lift your hands high in the name of Jesus. Lift your hands high. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Lift your hands in expectation. And let's maintain quietness everywhere.
I can't pay you, Lord. I can't pay you, Lord. There's nothing I can give
that makes any sense.
I can't pay you, Lord. There's nothing I can give
that makes any sense. Lift up your two hands. Presence of the Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Let's maintain quiet and hands uplifted. Presence of the Lord is mighty, is heavy, is massive here. More things that you will never be able to pay for. More things you will never be able to pay for. You won't even be able to know what to do and where to start from. More he will do. Lift your hands high. Close your eyes. And whisper, Jesus. Again. That's right. Shada. Liketekebos. Sakela. Parata. Shikokoko. Lakwasa. Letesike fite pire tile tuke bede la fera tekasi. Receive the investment of power. Help, mercy, grace from above. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Father, we praise you. We honor you. Bless you. Blessed be your name. A barrier has just been broken in someone's life. A limit has just been broken in somebody's destiny. Right now I declare it done. Go ahead and give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. A barrier has just been broken. A limit has just been broken. A yoke has just been broken. Something the enemy did has just been undone. Give him a big clap of hand. A big shout of praise. Shake the hands of three people and congratulate them and tell them that barrier has just been broken. Please be seated. Father, we love you. We give you the praise and the honor. Thank you for a wonderful night. In Jesus' precious name. I welcome everyone here tonight in this auspicious presence of God. I believe the Lord has brought us here for good. And we shall not leave the same way we came. In Jesus' precious name. Your praise and your faith, part two. Your praise and your faith. Through our scriptures, it has been confirmed that the people of faith are also a people of praise and worship. We gave examples in the first service of Abraham. And in this second service, our example is going to be our Master Jesus in John chapter 6, verse 11. The Bible made it clear as crystal. Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down. First, he gave thanks. Jesus was faith personified. He was also praise personified. In John chapter 11, verse 41, again, at the tomb of Lazarus, as they took away the stone, he said, "Father, I thank thee." He gave thanks. In Matthew chapter 26 and in verse 30, at the Mount of Olives, the garden of, just from the Garden of Gethsemane, when they had sung an hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. They sung, and he was a hymnologist. He was a praise worshiper. And it was faith embodied. This evening, what is the connection between faith and praise? We have six of them. In the first service, we said number one, praise is a major proof or evidence of faith. Wherever you find praise, it is confirmed that faith is still alive. Anytime people lose faith in God, they also lose their praise. Number two, that praise is a major channel for the expression of faith. I'll deal with that in this service. A major channel for the expression of faith. Number three, we said that praise grants access to insight, which fuels faith. Praise grants access to insight. It causes us to see out of scripture what we haven't seen before. Psalm 138 verse 2 made us to know that faith, praise makes us to connect with the loving kindness of God and the truth of God, which is the word that fuels faith. So a praiseful people will see more light from the Bible than a depressed person. An excited person will see more insight than a frustrated looking and frustrated appearing person. Number four, praise and worship bring us, praise and worship brings us into the intimate knowledge of God. They bring us into the intimate knowledge of God. And I'll deal with that in this service. Number five, the atmosphere of praise and worship is the atmosphere of divine presence. And in the presence of God, we acquire the nature of God. And one of that nature is audacity. That's how praise helps you to build faith. Number six, praise and worship connects us with the voice of God. And the voice of God is a fuel for faith. We're going to take 2, 4, and 6. Praise and worship, or rather praise, is a major channel for the expression of faith. There are many channels to express faith. You express faith by speaking. When the devil wants you to feel weak, you said, no, I am strong. Let the weak say what? I am strong. So you express faith by talk. You also express faith in action. When the devil, for example, wants you to be depressed, you refuse to be depressed. Alongside this, a major expression of faith is praise. That is, when you decide to praise God in anticipation of what he is yet to do, a high expression of faith. Before the loaves could multiply, where we just read John chapter 6 verse 11, Jesus gave thanks. That was the praise of faith. At the tomb of Lazarus in John chapter 11 verse 41, Jesus was giving praise. That was the expression of faith. In Romans chapter 4 verse 20, Abraham was expecting the child of promise. That child has not yet come, yet he was giving praise to God for what is yet to come. That is faith. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 21, all the way to verse 22, the children of Israel consulted with each other. And when God said he was going to fight their battles, they began to praise God even when God was not yet there. And as they began to praise God, they moved God to fulfill what he said. It's praise. What do? For God to do for you what you believe he will do, praise him until he does it. That's faith. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 said, without faith it is impossible to please God. The word please means move. It's impossible to move God into action. In the same manner, you can also say, without praise, it is impossible to move God. In Acts of the Apostles chapter 16 verse 25, God moved when Paul and Silas prayed. That was the praise of faith. Is God speaking to somebody here? So praise is one of the tools you use to confirm that your faith is alive. It's one of the tools you use to express your faith and to move God on your behalf. I see God moving on somebody's behalf here tonight. Praise and worship brings us into the intimate knowledge of God. The intimate knowledge of God. The intimate knowledge of God. And you know that the knowledge of God is a fuel of faith. Let's say that praise and worship are tools of intimacy with God. They are tools of intimacy with God. They bring God into your world. They make God, you and God, to dwell in the same world. Am I communicating? Enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise. Psalm 100 verse 4. God inhabits the praises of his people. Psalm 22 verse 3. So he brings you and God into the same sphere. That positions you to know God. And the knowledge of God is a fuel for faith. He that cometh to God must believe that he is. He must be aware of who God is. Am I communicating? Without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe. You arrive with praise, you depart. That's what that scripture said. And the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard. In 2 Kings chapter 3 verse 15 to 16. When Elisha wanted to hear the voice of God, he asked for a worshiper, a minstrel, and they played. In Acts chapter 13 verse 2. When the disciples wanted direction, they fasted and ministered to the Lord. The word minister to the Lord is worship the Lord. The Amplified Version will put it in that way and other versions. And as they worshiped the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, while they were worshiping, the Holy Ghost said, the voice of God travels in the waves of worship. Am I communicating? Somebody say, I don't hear God at all. Well, I can announce to you that the person who worships and praises God, who is excited, is more likely to hear God in any way than the person who is totally depressed and praiseless. I can assure you that.
Oye, 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 oye